Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The 1% Windfall, How Successful Companies Use Price to Profit and Grow is a Business and Pricing Strategy Book by Rafi Mohammed, a pricing consultant and author known for focusing on pricing as a direct driver of profit. Rather than treating price as a fixed number or a simple response to competitors, the book argues that pricing should be managed strategically and intentionally. Its core purpose is to show how even small pricing improvements can create outsized gains in profitability, especially when they are aligned with customer value and market segmentation. The book combines practical frameworks with examples drawn from real business situations, making it useful for managers, entrepreneurs, and pricing professionals. It is not a theory-heavy academic text. Instead, it is a hands-on guide to thinking more carefully about value-based pricing, customer choice, and organizational pricing discipline. In that sense, it sits at the intersection of strategy, operations, and revenue optimization. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, why a small price increase can create a large profit jump. One of the book's central ideas is that pricing has a disproportionate impact on profit compared with many other business levers. Mohammed uses the logic that a modest price increase, if demand remains relatively stable, can flow almost directly to operating profit because the additional revenue often arrives with little extra cost. This makes pricing more powerful than volume growth or cost cutting. In many cases, the book's appeal comes from reframing price as an active profit tool rather than a passive market outcome. That shift matters because many companies focus on reducing expenses while leaving pricing unchanged, even when their offer has strong customer value. Mohammed does not present price increases as universally safe. Instead, he emphasizes that the increase must be supportable by customer value and market context. The practical implication is that managers should examine whether they are underpricing out of habit or caution. The book encourages a more analytical view of how revenue and margin interact, and it shows why even small pricing adjustments deserve executive attention. Secondly, how value-based pricing starts from customer alternatives. The book strongly favors value-based pricing over cost plus or simple competitor matching. In Mohammed's framework, the right price comes from understanding what the customer sees as the next best alternative and how much additional value the offer delivers beyond that alternative. This is a significant shift because it forces companies to think from the customer's point of view instead of starting with internal costs. The logic is especially useful when products differ in features, service levels, convenience, or risk reduction, since those differences can justify different prices. Mohammed also shows that value-based pricing is not just about charging more. It is about matching price to perceived value in a way that feels fair and commercially rational. That makes the method more sustainable than arbitrary markups. The book's argument is that companies often leave money on the table when they price by habit. By contrast, value-based pricing creates a disciplined process for capturing more of the worth already present in the offer. This is one of the book's most important strategic contributions. Thirdly, one-on-one pricing for individualized customer situations. A distinctive part of the book is its explanation of one-on-one pricing, where a seller sets price by comparing a specific customer's situation with that customer's next best alternative. This approach works especially well in situations where a product or service is sold individually, such as customized offerings, homes, or new products without a clear market standard. The point is not to improvise prices casually, but to build a structured estimate of value based on the buyer's real decision context. Mohammed's examples show how the same product can support different prices, depending on what the customer would otherwise buy or rent. This is useful because it reveals that price is relative, not absolute. A feature such as a pool, faster delivery, or better service may have very different value depending on the market baseline. The book uses this logic to argue against formulas that ignore context. For managers, the lesson is that pricing should be tied to the actual trade-off the customer faces, not just to internal cost or broad market averages. That makes one-on-one pricing a powerful tool for high-value, low-volume, or highly differentiated offers. Fourthly, segmented pricing through versioning and pick-a-plan structures. Mohammed devotes substantial attention to pricing when a company serves many kinds of customers at once. In these cases, a single price is often too blunt, because customers vary in willingness to pay, usage intensity, and sensitivity to features. The book recommends tactics such as versioning, pick-a-plan structures, and differential pricing to capture value from diverse segments without forcing every customer into the same offer. Versioning means creating good, better, and best options so customers can choose the level that fits their needs and budget. Pick-a-plan gives customers multiple pricing structures, which can reduce resistance by making the choice feel more flexible. Differential pricing recognizes that different buyers may appropriately pay different amounts when the differences are justified by timing, service, or product design. The important point is that segmentation should be intentional, not arbitrary. These methods help companies expand reach while protecting margins, because price-sensitive customers can buy lower-tier options without undermining premium sales. The book frames this as a way to grow both revenue and market coverage through smarter offer design rather than blunt discounts. Lastly, culture of profit and defensive pricing for changing markets. Beyond tactics, the book argues that pricing must become part of company culture if it is to generate lasting gains. Mohammed stresses that pricing decisions should not sit only with finance or be treated as a last-minute sales negotiation. Instead, the organization needs a shared mindset that sees pricing as strategic work tied to profit, growth, and customer value. This is where the book's notion of a culture of profit becomes important. It also covers defensive pricing, especially for recessions, inflation, and new competitive pressure. The idea is that firms should prepare price architecture in advance, including lower-priced options or stripped-down versions, so they can respond without damaging the core premium offer. This is a practical response to market volatility, because it allows a company to serve price-sensitive buyers while protecting higher-margin segments. The broader lesson is that pricing resilience depends on preparation, not reaction. Mohammed's emphasis on internal discipline differentiates the book from on-time pricing advice. It presents pricing as an ongoing organizational capability that requires coordination, testing, and clear responsibility across the business. In conclusion, the 1% windfall is best suited for business owners, executives, product managers, sales leaders, and pricing professionals who want a practical framework for improving profitability without relying only on cost reduction or aggressive growth spending. Readers who are responsible for pricing decisions will benefit most, but the book is also useful for anyone who wants to understand how customer value translates into revenue. Its main advantage is that it treats pricing as a strategic discipline rather than a narrow finance task. Compared with many business books that stay at the level of general advice, this one focuses on concrete pricing mechanisms such as value-based pricing, segmentation, versioning, and defensive pricing. That gives it a more operational feel than many books in the category. It stands out because it links pricing logic directly to profit impact, while also addressing how to implement pricing across an organization. For readers looking for a framework that is both conceptual and actionable, it offers a strong balance of clarity, specificity, and business relevance. If you would like to support Rafi Mohammed, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.